Good evening. That time is 6:25. I apologize for the delay in starting the meeting, but I now call the Town of Castle Rock's Historic Preservation Board meeting of December 4th, 2024 to order. Could you call roll, please?
Board Member Borgelt? Board Member Ashburn?
Present.
Board Member Lang?
Present.
Board Member Gould?
Present.
Board Member Pusinski?
Present.
Vice Chair Evans?
Present.
Liaisons Ron Clausen?
Present.
And David Rowe?
Present.
Staff in attendance, Brad Boland?
Present.
Tara Vargish? And myself, Darcy Hartman. Thank you.
Thank you. All of the board members are present except for Board Member Borgelt. So we'll notice that in the record. So, Mr. Boland, has the meeting been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meetings law?
That it has.
Thank you. We have minutes from the November 6th board meeting that were distributed to all the board. If there are no changes, corrections, or additions, is there a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second that.
Thank you. The minutes have been, a motion has been made to approve and second, and a second has been made. Would you call roll to approve that, please?
Board Member Ashburn?
Aye.
Board Member Lang?
Aye.
Board Member Gould?
Aye.
Board Member Pusinski?
Aye.
Vice Chair Evans?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to go a little bit out of order and go ahead and do the public hearing at this time. We have a public hearing, a resolution to approve a request for a landmark alteration certificate for 110 North Lewis Street, formerly known as the Jacob Kroll House. Lot 4 in the north half of Lot 5, Block 16, Craig and Gould's addition to the Town of Castle Rock, County of Douglas, State of Colorado. The board is charged with evaluating this proposal under the criteria established by the municipal code as established by staff report. The board will hear from staff, the applicant, and any public that wish to make a comment. Does any board member have a conflict of interest or any other matter he or she would like to disclose prior to hearing this item?
No. Negative.
Okay. No. Public comments will be taken on the item and speakers will be limited to 4 minutes per speaker. The board has also accepted comments, written comments that can be entered into public record. So, Brad, would you like to begin with the staff report?
I would. I would like to enter the staff report and my presentation into the record. We are here for a landmark alteration certificate for 110 North Lewis Street, also known as the Jacob Kroll House. This property is a locally landmarked property, and as such, any exterior alteration of a landmark, including modifications to windows, doors, siding, porches, or additions, requires the Historic Preservation Board approval of the landmark alteration certificate. The property is located within the Craig and Gould neighborhood. It is just north of First Street on Lewis Street on the east side. Here are some images, an aerial, and then on the right you have photos of the current building. The building was built in 1887. It was landmarked in 2000 as it was an example of the bungalow craftsman style home that was found in that era. The property was owned by Jake Kroll, who operated a grocery store for many decades in the downtown area on Wilcox, just across from the old courthouse. It is a pretty straightforward home. You have wood lap siding. You have an enclosed porch, a dormer window on the front facade. You do have a small new addition on the north side. And then in 2019, a garage with accessory dwelling unit was approved for construction, and that was approved through the Historic Preservation Board back in, as I said, in 2019. So they are looking to propose an addition on the south side of the property. It would be for the purpose of a bedroom. The size of the addition would be 567 square feet. It would be set back from that kind of enclosed front porch. The design would be to generally match the existing home, so you would be using a wood siding. Now, to differentiate the new from the old, they would use a wider siding. That would kind of provide a differentiation so that you could tell. We're not trying to blend in the addition. We're trying to make sure that while it's compatible with the new building, you can tell that it is, you know, a non-historical addition. So that's the use of the wider siding, but it does match the same roof line. So it does blend in well with the building and is in character. When we review these applications, we look at the landmark alteration criteria, which is laid on the staff report. We also look at the Secretary of Interior standards for rehabilitation. And then we may also use guidelines such as Castle Rock style, the Historic Preservation Plan, and the Fresh standards as guides in our review. Based off those review criteria, town staff does recommend approval. And I do have some proposed motions. We do have the applicant and his architect here. They're going to just walk through the design real quick and be available for any questions. Yeah, and I have your plans.
Do any of the members of the board have any questions of Brad before we hear from the applicant?
Brad, is the current siding on the house 4-inch siding?
Yeah, it might be just a tad bit wider, but it's generally a 4-inch siding. So they'd be going with a 6 to kind of create that differentiation.
Okay, is that the preference for you, or would you stick with 4 if you, I mean, does it make a difference?
It's not
yeah, through when we, as part of the process, they go through a pre-application process. Right. And so that was one of the things that we had discussed is how do we differentiate the addition from the existing home. And that was one of the treatments that was suggested. And yeah. That's what they went with.
But is differentiating the new addition from the from the landmarked building, is that part of our guideline? Is that required?
Yeah, you can find that in Castle Rock style, and that is best practice in the standards of rehabilitation, is that you, when you're looking at a landmarked or any historic building, is you want to be able to differentiate. You want to be able to tell this was the original part. This is truly the historic building.
Right.
And then, you know, as needs, you know, change over time and buildings, you know, we want to have a continued useful life of historic buildings. Okay. You know, we do understand there's a need for addition. So we do want to make sure that we can differentiate the two.
I'm just thinking back on recent new construction where the thickness of the siding was an issue, so.
Yeah, I would say that that is kind of an apples and oranges comparison, as this is a landmarked property, and we're looking at following those standards of rehabilitation and best practices on that.
So. Okay. All right. I understand. I guess my preference would be that the siding would match throughout, but just as the shake shingles do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my preference, but I'll leave it open to the rest of my colleagues to pitch in.
Mm. As I said, there are different treatments, and that was one that had been thrown out, and that's the one they had I think the simplest with their design.
Because I don't think to the average person on the street would identify that, oh, this is the original and then this is an addition. You know, I mean.
Just based off of the siding.
Right. And so to me, it breaks up the structure appearance, my opinion.
Okay.
Any other questions for Brad? Okay, thank you. Welcome. Oh, I'm sorry.
Brad, you said there was an addition to the structure. When was that addition? Do we know approximately when?
In looking at the Cultural Resources Survey, it does say that there was a significant renovation in the 1960s. Unfortunately, this property doesn't have a history of Sanborn maps. So, like, if you recall from, like, our last month's meeting where we have those great sandboard maps that kind of gave us the footprint over decades. Unfortunately, this property just did not have that based off its location. But yeah, as I said, the cultural resources survey did kind of identify significant changes to the building in the 1960s that included the enclosure of that patio. It used to be a open-air patio, and then it was enclosed, but my guess would be about the same time.
When was the garage built?
The garage was built, it was approved in 2019, so I think it was completed in 2020.
Okay.
There had been an older garage that had not been part of the landmarking that was pretty deteriorated, that was removed at that time, but it did go through the Historic Preservation Board for its approval, and then since also it was an accessory dwelling unit, it went to Town Council back in 2019.
Okay. And then the exterior, from what I gather, matches the
yes.
House?
Yep.
Other questions? Okay. All right. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Welcome.
I'm Nathan Albers. I'm the architect. I own a firm here in Castle Rock in the old Miller House, right in Craig and Gould. So I'm not too far from this house, and I'm invested in making sure this project turns out well. Brian, do you introduce yourself?
My name is Brian Nugent, and I just recently bought the property. I actually live in the condominiums, I found that pretty sterile, so I'm excited about moving into this house, but it only has one small bedroom and a extended living room and a small kitchen. It's not really, I can't ever have any guests come over and stay. I'd have to get a blowout bed out and do something like that.
Okay. Right. So picking up on what Brad was talking about, to keep the existing historical structure intact, we will be leaving the majority of this exterior wall in place structurally. And we will be taking out an existing window. Let me flip to the next plan. All right, well, it's not attached, but there's a window here that we will be taking out that is historic. We will move this to the front, so you will be able to see that historic window from the street. And that will be the connection through that opening from the addition to the existing house. The new structural, I've already talked to my structural engineer, it won't lean on or attach structurally to the old house or the old foundation. We will have to have some, you know, connections for weatherproofing and for wind loading, but it won't load directly onto the old house. So if the addition's ever removed, someone could restore the whole property. Since all the bits and pieces will still be there, it would be like the addition was never built. So that's one thing I would like to mention. We talked about the siding. We don't have any proposed structural interior changes. We won't be, you know, we'll do a little bit of remodeling, but it'll all be cosmetic. We won't be changing the front elevation of the existing historic structure. And this new addition will be shorter in height, and you can see that in the elevations right here. And there's that historic window right there that was taken from the side. And we will be salvaging two windows. The one bedroom window right here, I think, is planned to be salvaged and reused. And we will be matching the roof lines of the existing property. We will be keeping that attic window up there and matching that with our new attic window. And same thing on the back side, we'll match that kind of attic window style. And to the south of us, this property recently got purchased by the fire department for their training. So there will be a new house being built here too, probably about the same time this is planned to be built. So the impact on the neighborhood as far as having construction, since you're already having construction there anyway, might as well do this now. So. That's all I had to say.
All right. Any questions of the applicant?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Do we have any public comment? No. Hearing none. Does the board have any final questions of staff or applicant before I close the public hearing? No. All right.
No, I agree with Robert about the matching the current width of the siding versus the 6-inch for just continuity, because like I said, I agree with everything you said. I think it'll stand out more in a peculiar way.
Mm-hmm.
And being a historic, true historically landmark property, it probably should.
I think I would match it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree to that.
Yeah, we're fine with going with whatever the board recommends, so.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll close the public hearing and ask if there's a motion to move forward.
I move to approve the landmark alteration certificate for the addition at 110 North Lewis Street with the following conditions: that the siding match the current siding in width.
Okay.
And I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve the landmark alteration certificate with the condition of matching the siding to the existing building. Would you call a vote, a roll, please?
Board Member Ashburn?
Aye.
Board Member Lang?
Aye.
Board Member Gould?
Aye.
Board Member Plusinski?
Aye.
Vice Chair Evans?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion is unanimous. Thank you. Good luck with your project.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Right.
Absolutely.
Well. Okay. Well, we don't have a council member here for council update, so can we hear from our representatives from the Historic Preservation?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I am David Rowe. We have newly elected officers for 2025 at the Castle Rock Historical Society and Museum. Mr. Randy Reed is going to be our new president, along with other new board members that were just elected. Exterior repairs and painting of the museum is now finished. The cost came in at $10,651. And 18 cents. We do have an open house at the museum this Saturday. I left a flyer on for each of you from 1 to 3 p.m. For 2025, as of right now, we have 5 presentations to be done throughout the year at this point in time at the library. And 4 events, including our museum 150-year celebration in September next year.
Oh. Great, thank you.
Thank you.
If I may, I'd just like to thank Ron.
Yes.
For his participation in these meetings the last few years, the inaugural liaison. Definitely think the board and myself have benefited with the information that you've provided while you've been here. So thank you.
Well, it's been great.
I think not only the board, but I think this community has benefited from your participation, Ron. So
absolutely.
Thank you very, very much.
Well, to do some of that other stuff on this coming Saturday, there's going to be a hike at the Metzler Open Space. So if you want to go for a hike, you can get into that. And then on Thursday the 12th at the library, there's going to be a presentation about Metzler Open Space. So there you go. There's more history out there than we talk about here.
Nice.
So when is the Preservation Board going to take over Metzler's? So anyway, I've really had a good time doing this. I've really got a kick out of listening to all the comments, and I've learned a lot from all you folks. It's just been really a great time. Thanks.
Well, thank you for your service. We appreciate it. So, okay. Yeah. Brad, did you have any other updates for the board?
I think we'll have the design review update, so Robert can give that. And other than that, I don't have any other updates at this time.
Yeah, we, design review board met and we reviewed the city hotel, which we saw in this board, and approved it. So and that was the only activity that we had at that board meeting.
Okay. All right. Since I rearranged the order of the meeting, we can go back now to if we want to have an election of officers or if we want to postpone that.
You know, based off of information, if you want to move that to potentially a later meeting, I think that could be appropriate.
Okay. All right. Is the board in agreement with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll do that then. And are there any other items that the board would like to bring forward before we close the meeting? Okay. All right. Well, I'll entertain a motion to close our meeting then.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay. This evening. Thank you. Is there a second?
I second that.
Okay. All right. Would you take roll, please?
Board Member Ashburn.
Aye.
Board Member Lang.
Aye.
Board Member Gould.
Aye.
Board Member Pusinski.
Aye.
Vice Chair Evans.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. This board meeting is now adjourned.